Blue Velvet, narrated by Sabine, for Cubido, in collaboration with Sega. A New Spring, by Lena Gustafsson. I thought back to the time when I realized I'd been deceived. But why go around and around in circles just because you've been tricked? Oddly enough, I wasn't shocked when I found out. Instead, I kept quiet, thoughtful. It was only after a while that I was hit by grief and thoughts of revenge. But again, I kept quiet, asking myself, what have I really lost? Nothing. I've got my freedom back. Why should I make a fuss? And after that, I kept to myself and licked my wounds all that winter. The fireplace burned, and it was cozy and warm. The cat lazily stretched out on the arm of the big sofa, and the dog lay at my feet. The children rang now and again to see how I was doing, but I kept up appearances. 27 years leave a mark on a relationship. Some are superficial, but others run deep. Ronnie and I rarely argued. We were financially stable, had friends, and we agreed about the most important things in life. Our large house was my oasis. It was my castle. Everything from the exclusive wallpaper, the Italian tiles in the bathroom, to the orange trees neatly arranged in terracotta pots in the orangery. A house like this wasn't something you just left. It belonged to Ronnie, and it belonged to me. Just like the cat, the dog, and the children that had flown the nest. We shared so many memories here. I decided to keep quiet. He had no idea that I knew. He was relieved. More and more relieved. Time passed and his affair seemed to be working out just like our marriage. I loved him, and I knew that he loved me. I figured that whatever he was up to made him happy. So why would I envy him that? Sure, it hurt sometimes, but the pain was soon over. As I said, it wasn't like he'd taken something from me. Our sex life hasn't been much to write home about for years. In fact, it's barely existed at times during the last 20 years or more. Whenever I took the initiative, Ronnie was always ready and willing, quick and effective. But it was always like he was attending to a household chore, taking care of a dripping tap that needed fixing or something like that. He rarely ever tried to initiate sex, and with the passing of the years, I resigned myself to it and accepted that this was just how it was. What did it matter? How many marriages have a passionate sex life after so many years together? There was no reason to mourn the loss of our sex life, but every reason to cherish the things Ronnie and I had together. I needed to be understanding, both for Ronnie and myself. As a woman with strong desires, I'd considered taking a lover many times over the years, but I never took the final step. I'd dreamed of it, longed for it even, but I'd always held back, not wanting to risk losing anything, I suppose. But things were different now. It was spring. A new spring. I've always felt like a bitch in heat in spring. It's not waned as the years have passed. In fact, quite the opposite. So it wasn't the first spring I dreamt of letting my passion run wild and giving in fully to my desire. To give myself to a lover who equally shared my passion, stoking the fires of pleasure until sweat and love juices sated our desire.